With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan. We're live on NBC Sports Washington. Presented by EMP 180 Weight Loss, the standard for weight loss in the D.C. area. The Alexander location now open, taking appointments. Joining us right now on the Mattress Warehouse Hotline, he joins us every Thursday at 9 o'clock, it's our pal Dave Richard, who you can catch on Fantasy Football Today, live every day at noon on CBS Sports' new streaming channel. That's CBS Sports HQ. For the latest sports news, highlights, smart analysis, it's all free, CBSSportsHQ.com. Or the free CBS Sports app. Good morning, Dave.
What is happening, fellas?
You know, Dave,
anything interesting happening in Washington lately?
A lot of things interesting, but in the fantasy world, I mentioned this, and I read your column, and Cakes just kind of mocked me. I said, you might want to pick up Gio Bernard. And he's like, if you haven't done that yet. You know what? A lot of people aren't as plugged into fantasy football as Johnny Cakes Allville.
Well,
and I bet you Gio Bernard is still available for some people.
Not a lot.
I bet he's still available, but it's not in as many leagues as you think.
Right.
It's really more like 9% of leagues he's still available. I'm looking at the updated numbers right now, just literally refreshed it on my screen. He's already owned in 91% of leagues. So, yeah, I'm with Cakes on this one. If you didn't get Gio already, you're probably just not going to get him. And I also want to caution you, Giovanni Bernard is not Joe Mixon. He's not. He might not even be Adrian Peterson, to be honest with you. He's a good running back who was put in a backup role for a reason in the first place. He will fill a need for the Bengals moving forward, but he's not exactly a slam dunk, sure thing, top 10 type of fantasy running back. The track record says as much. So if you need a running back and you got him, great, use him this week. It's not a bad matchup against Carolina, but they don't have their starting center, and he doesn't have this consistency that you'd normally like to see from a running back who's going to get this type of a workload.
Dave, my Ravens insider who loves eating crabs and doesn't like washing his hair a lot, I won't name him. I won't name this person, but he tells me that Alex Collins has missed a bunch of practices and that Buck Allen makes for a sneaky play this weekend against the Denver Broncos. By the way, he's already getting the goal line work, and he catches a lot of balls out of the backfield. Do you like that play this weekend?
He's getting most of the goal line work, and he is catching plenty of passes. It sickens me, though, because you watch these two guys play, and Collins, in my opinion, is clearly the better talent. But it's been a long time since Buck Allen has fumbled a football in a football game. And if that's going to continue to happen, John Harbaugh is going to lean on him because he trusts him more with the football. That's why you see Buck Allen at the goal line instead of Alex Collins, who's got these nimble feet and he's strong and he's a physical runner. Why wouldn't he be the goal line back for the Ravens? Well, it's because he's fumbled the ball something like three times in his last six games, seven games, something like that. So that's a concern. This is a good week to kind of take a wait-and-see approach with the Ravens' run game, see what they do, see whether or not they're really for real about getting that run game going. You should also notice this about the Ravens. Week one, big blowout win over Buffalo. Alex Collins didn't need to get a lot of work in that game. Week two, they get blown out right out of the gate against Cincinnati. Now they're in a position where they can't really run the ball that much. They have to play from behind and throw the ball. We haven't seen a game script that's been normal for the Ravens, or at least what we think is normal for the Ravens yet this year. And the matchup against Denver, it's not that great for Collins. I really believe that you can't start him unless you're taking a leap of faith. And the same thing goes for Buck Allen, because what happens if Buck Allen doesn't score a goal line touchdown? He might get you four fantasy points.
Right.
No one wants that.
No.
So keep them
doesn't
on your
help
bench.
You. So on one of my rosters, one of my leagues, half of my roster is questionable. All right. Paul Richardson, Derrick Henry, Evan Engram, TJ Yeldon, Jarvis Landry, Larry Fitzgerald, all questionable. Out of those guys, I just named you, what, six guys, which guy will not play, do you think?
I'm sitting here wondering why you have Paul Richardson on your fantasy
yeah,
team.
Because there's nobody else there, and he's gonna catch a touchdown sooner or later.
Yeah, I know, but when he does it's going to be on your bench, and then you'll start him the week after that, and he won't score a touchdown, and then you'll come back to this very conversation and wonder, well, gee whiz, why did I start? Evan Engram is definitely going to play, and I like his matchup against Houston. The Texans front will put a ton of pressure on Eli Manning, so Eli's going to have to continue dumping it off quick, and that's going to help Saquon Barkley. Did you see how many catches Saquon had last week? Goodness gracious.
Right.
That will continue, and it will also help Evan Engram. So I think that Engram is one guy for sure that will be in your lineup.
By the way, the best available receiver right now in my league is Dante Moncrief.
Yuck.
Yeah, he's better. He's better than Paul Richardson.
You're better.
No, I'm not. On. Really, I ran the 40 recently with my kids, and it was like 7 seconds or something.
Moncrief has five catches.
I am not better than Dante Moncrief.
He's got five catches in two games.
Can I just say one more thing, Lurch?
Yeah.
Fantasy football is not about who's the more talented player. Fantasy football is about who gets the most opportunities. And right now, Moncrief is getting more opportunities to make plays than Richardson. It's as simple as that.
All right.
All right, let's go to the phones. 800-636-1067.
All right, let's go to our guy. Let me put him Lockie in there. I almost hung up on him. All right, let's go to our guy Jaime in Manassas. Jaime, what's up, buddy?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Hey.
Hey, PPR, James White or Corey Clement?
Clement looks like he's going to be the guy to go with because Jay Ajayi, not a sure thing to play this week, and Darren Sproles also not expected to play. And if that's the case, then Corey Clement's going to be a very productive running back against the Colts defense that really just – I know they looked okay last week against Adrian Peterson, but you saw what Chris Thompson did through the air. Clement can replicate that. I think he's absolutely a must once we know for sure that Jay Ajayi doesn't play.
Gotcha. All right, let's go to Rich in Olney. Rich, you're on with Dave Richard.
Morning, guys.
What's up?
I need 2 out of 4 standard league. Chris Hogan, Matt Breida, Kenny Galladay, Keelan Cole.
Oh, the fact that you need 2 and not 3 breaks my heart. Breida, I think, is going to have an outstanding game stat-wise against Kansas City. I just think that because the 49ers are going to chase points, he'll play more, he'll catch more passes, and he'll do well. And I think there's just a little bitty bit more upside with Kenny Galladay than there is with Keelan Cole. I love both of those receivers this week. Get them in your daily lineups. But Galladay against the Patriots seems like a sure thing that, A, the Lions are going to be throwing a lot in that game. Hint, hint, they throw a lot in every game. And B, Galladay will continue to get a slew of targets. I would trust him before Keelan Cole.
Dave, you were slightly early on the Galladay love last year. That dude is blowing up.
That happens to me all the time. That happened to me with Tyler Eifert.
Yep.
That happened to me. It didn't happen with Tajay Sharp. It's happening now with Galladay. And I wonder if it's going to happen next year with Michael Gallup, who I liked a lot this year coming into the season. And he has like 2 catches so far. So get Gallup on with your last pick in your drafts next year. There's some early 2019 fantasy football analysis for everybody.
Let's go to Steve Fairfax. Steve, you're on with Dave Richard.
Hey, Dave, I'm in a 14-team half-point PPR. Should I start Lamar Miller or Gio Bernard? And what do you think about me dropping Marlon Mack for Samaje Perine at some bench stash?
Oh.
So, first of all, it sounds like you're calling from a cave. That's weird. Second of all, Giovanni Bernard, he's the obvious start there. The fact that he's going to be the main back in the Bengals' backfield. You gotta count on him. I don't think he's going to be a dynamo. But I think he'll be okay. I think he's good enough to start in your case. And cutting Marlon Mack, this is a rule that I always have when it comes to cutting players off my bench. How quickly will other guys in my league go and pick them up? And if it's so obvious that the guy I'm cutting will get picked up by somebody else, I don't want him on my team. Or I do want to keep him on my team. I don't want to let him out there into free agency. So Marlon Mack is somebody that I would try and maybe hang on to see what happens with him for at least one more week.
Dave, sadly, I did that with Nelson Aguilar. I had instant regret.
Oh, no.
I had to get Fitzmagic on the roster.
At least you didn't do it with Josh Gordon. Did you?
I did not. I have no Josh Gordon shares.
Let's go to Jeff.
There are people. Oh, go ahead. Go ahead. Take
a call. No, go ahead. I want you to answer.
I mean, I was just going to say that there were people who cut Josh Gordon in the wake of his news. It was senseless to me. Like, be patient.
Right.
Be patient when it comes to fantasy. More fantasy advice for everybody.
Jeff, you're on with Dave Richard.
Dave, I'm in a 10-team full-point PPR, and I need 1 running back and 1 wideout from the following group. Alfred Morris, James White, Robert Woods, Demaryius Thomas, and Mike Williams. And I do have Clement available on the free agency market.
Right, so go ahead and get Clement and use him. And then from those receivers, none of them are really great. I'll go with Thomas because it looks like he's still going to get a bunch of targets for the Broncos.
All All right, let's go to Jacques in Bristow. He always gets in. Jacques, what's up, buddy?
Hey, happy Thursday, fellas.
Yeah.
Hey, cuz, I need your advice. I coveted. I'm in a PPR. I drafted at pick number 6. I was in heaven. David Johnson fell to me. But this offense is disgusting. I'm actually scared to play him, but I'm scared if I don't, like, this is fantasy hell, that he'll have a big game. But I've got Bernard, I've got Breida, I've got Howard, Lamar Miller. So I have other options, but I need 3. Who can I trust?
Yeah, you should not have me back on if I tell you to sit David Johnson. There's the only evidence to say to sit him is that he's not getting the ball enough. Well, the coach came out this week and said, hey, guess what? He's going to get the ball more. They're going to use him in the slot more. It's absolutely the smart thing for them to do. I think David Johnson is absolutely worth playing. You've got some good running backs there. I think Howard might be your next best guy.
All right, Dave.
Oh, real quick. Dave, would you play O.J. Howard over Robert Woods in a flex?
I think Howard has more upside. And the thing that I'm preaching this week, and it's just something that I've noticed through the first 2 weeks of fantasy, is that upside is king now. You almost have to go upside with every single one of your lineup decisions because of how many points are being scored in football and because of how many points are being scored in fantasy leagues. There's just tons of yardage out there for the taking. So maybe in this case, and it's going to be a high-scoring game between the Steelers and the Bucs, Howard should get the nod.
Okay, it's in. I already made the change.
Speed round time.
There you go.
No small talk, no trade questions, no dumb questions. Limited to one question, and it's Dave's way or the highway.
I love it.
Those are the rules.
All right, here we go. Let's go to Heather. Dumfries, speed round, go.
Aaron Rodgers or Ryan Fitzpatrick?
Tough one. I actually have to go back to my rankings and make sure I have it this way, and I do. It's Rodgers against the Redskins.
Wow.
Thank you. Wow.
I just saw
that's
a stat.
Just no respect for the Redskins because Fitzpatrick couldn't be more on fire.
I just saw a stat online.
Touchdowns.
Fitzpatrick actually has more career touchdowns already than Troy Aikman in far less starts.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Different era.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yep.
It is a different era. Steve Chantilly, speed round, go.
PPR. I need 2 of these 4. Breida, Philip Lindsay, Keelan Cole, Buck Allen.
I would go Cole and Breida.
Let's go to Jeff, DC, speed round, go.
Non-PPR, need 2. Carlos Hyde, Marshawn Lynch, Deion Lewis, Philip Lindsay, or Rex Burkhead?
Let's go with Lynch and Lindsay.
I don't know how Dave processes it all. My head's swimming.
Right, mine too. Let's go to Jamie Alexander.
2 questions ago, I couldn't even hear the person.
Speed round, go.
PPR, tight end, Kittle, Ingram.
Ingram.
Jim Ashburn, speed round, go.
4 points per passing touchdown, Aaron or Drew?
Drew.
Lewis, Arlington, go.
Will Fuller, Emmanuel Sanders, or Marquise Goodwin?
If I only have to start 1, Sanders. It's Sanders. If I have to start 2, it's Sanders and Fuller.
Sean Sterling, go.
Fitzpatrick or Stafford?
Fitzpatrick.
JaVale Culpepper, go.
I play for completion. Matt Stafford or Kirk Cousins?
Stafford.
Mike Silver Spring, speed round, go.
PPR, Coleman or Cook?
Let's go Coleman in PPR.
Mike Arlington, go.
Is Jordan Matthews a viable fantasy play this week?
No.
What dumb question. Horrible? Dumb. He's back in Philly. Doesn't matter. He signed 2 minutes ago.
And let's go to Steve. Steve, what's up? You're on with Dave Richards. Speed round. Go.
Need 1. PPR. Robert Woods, Will Fuller, Philip Lindsay.
It's going to be Fuller.
There you go. Will Excellent
Fuller.
Job.
Right. Big Caller's first game back
job.
Last week. It's been all or nothing.
I may text you later today, Dave.
We whipped him into shape last week.
I'm here for you.
Yep.
We scared him.
All right. Thank you, Dave. Appreciate it, buddy.
You got it, fellas. Good luck in your league.
Yep. Thank you, Dave.
Who did we scare?
All right. Callers
last week were terrible during the speed round.
Yeah. They let us down.
And they responded this week going perfect. Oh, no. There was one bad call.
What
happened with John from McCain?
Yeah, I was going to say, can we go on the record? There's a rumor that John doesn't listen anymore, that he quit us.
No, I threw that out there because I was lick
right
last week because he just quit the segment.
Right. So did he stop listening?
He said the segment?
He said the junk's no-sold him too many times.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
the only laugh he would get on his zings if he did like a Reggie or Ernie thing.
Right. Is that really?
Yeah, that's what he said.
Figured out if he did a Reggie or Ernie, he'd laugh.
Yeah, he would get Eric to laugh at least.
Maybe you should do it once a month. Keep him special.
Yeah,
I think he's over it.
Yeah, I think he's retired.
And maybe the show. I think every time I ask him, "Are you listening?" he says no.
Yeah,
yeah,
he's over, huh? You know what? Does he want to call in and dress us down? Does he want to call in and maybe give a farewell?
Sure,
we can. I think he should.
If he has absolutely. A beef, he can air his.
Sure. It's like a retirement ceremony,
or if he just wants to retire from the show. Because he's been a long-time listener. Maybe
we would give him that platform.
But you know,
cap season is almost here.
That doesn't mean he'll listen to us.
Yeah.
If he's over it, he's over it.
Yeah.
John likes watching the Caps, but I think he's just over sports.
Oh, really?
Get him that IJS t-shirt, Valdez, once that first run comes out.
Is he doing John, it's just sports bit?
John was like one of the two or three listeners that had the hotline. That's a special privilege.
It certainly is.
And he's just disappeared now.
Yeah.
It's over.
He's ricking me big time.
If he wants to do a retirement announcement, he could do that.
All right. Bears Veluga is joining us next. Washington Post sports columnist. He wrote a column about the dwindling attendance at FedEx Field. We'll get into that with him and more here on The Junkies.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Couple things coming up at 9:45. The always highly anticipated Bish's Best Bet.
Yes.
Brought to you by the Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino.
I talked to our friend Scott Saunders yesterday.
Very cool. Nice.
He's going to set me up with a little VIP table for lunch.
Are they going to throw rose petals in front of you and Skippy as you walk on the property?
I hope they do.
Maybe they will.
Definitely deserve it.
So we have that coming up. And I guess we track down John from Mechanicsville. We'll find out why he's not doing his end of the fantasy notebook zing with Dave Richard.
I miss it. Word on the street is he's retiring.
Join us right now on the Mattress Warehouse Hotline, though, is Barry Svalugo from the Washington Post. He wrote a nice column about the dwindling attendance at FedEx Field. Hey, Barry.
Hey, guys. How are you?
So, obviously, the team hasn't been very good the last couple of years. That's one of the things. They're trying to turn things around. But you write in the Washington Post that might be easier said than done, that a lot of the audience is just gone. The fans are gone.
So what do you guys think? I mean, if you grew up here when the Redskins were a layup of a cell, when you're in the 80s, you're a teenager, it's Riggins, it's Theismann, it's Dexter, and it's RFK, and the romance is kind of built into you, and you are a lifelong dedicated fan, and then ownership changes, the stadium changes, and for essentially two decades, a large portion of this fan base, in my view, has kind of felt pecked to death. Like, it's if it's not charging for parking at Fan Appreciation Day, it's kind of getting the idea that Dan Snyder, the owner of the team, is more interested in selling merchandise than he is in putting a winning product on the field. If it's not Scott McLuhan being publicly humiliated, it's Kirk Cousins being dangled, in front of the fan base for three consecutive years. Is he staying? Is he going? To me, the crowd on Sunday that should have been a good crowd because it was a nice day and I think this is more important, they were coming off an opener that was about as good as it could have gone. The new quarterback looked good. The system looked good. The defense made a few plays. I think that crowd of 57,000 people on Sunday was death by pinprick. It was two decades of frustration that showed up in a
bunch of empty seats for the home opener.
I agree with you largely. But how much of it is the fact that they're trying to ice out these other ticket brokers or whatever and trying to, you know, trying to ice out opposing teams' fans to the best of their ability? Maybe it's kind of been this way for years, but it's been masked by all the opposing teams' fans that have filled it.
I mean, you think there's not going to be Packer fans in that place on Sunday?
Well, I'm sure there will be.
I know there will be.
Sure there will be. But they are trying to limit that, right? They're making a concerted effort to do that.
I'm fine with, yes, some tickets have fallen into the hands of brokers. And I asked Brian LaFemina, the new chief business officer, who's an important figure in the franchise right now, and we'll get to some of the things that he's responsible for. But basically, point blank, you had customers, whoever they are, ticket brokers or not, that you stripped of season tickets because you thought that they were selling them to people that you didn't want in the building. And he said, yes. That, to me, is astonishing that they're turning down money, if that's the case. And I just have a hard time believing that they're turning that down 25,000 times over the course of the season. Could it have had an impact on the crowd on Sunday? For sure. Are the Colts a team that really travels that well, particularly the way their last couple seasons have gone? No, not really. But I just have a hard time believing that the core reason behind the chunks of empty seats isn't long-term frustration of
I think it is.
Base Redskins fans.
I think it is, Barry, but I think what I'm trying to suggest is that it's been there. This is not new. It's been there for years. And so I guess you're saying you're skeptical that they're actually, you know, not selling them to all these people in large numbers, but maybe they actually are, and they're really exposing what's been a problem for years. And we just didn't realize how deep the problem was.
So I think that's probably, maybe that's it. I mean, you know, I definitely think we both agree that this is not a this year, last Sunday problem. This is a years in the making problem that represents the erosion of a fan base. The erosion of a franchise that is now damaged. It may be when you put the perfect storm together of all those years of frustration, as we've talked about, with a different strategy to market the team. Maybe that's why it resulted. I would point out, and I think this is really, really important. People might think the biggest offseason story regarding this team was the trade for Alex Smith or drafting Darius Geis or signing Adrian Peterson late in the year. Those aren't even close to admitting that the wait list was a fraud. And then second to that is the ending of the sellout streak on Sunday, which I think we all know it didn't end Sunday. It ended at some point in the past. Those are, say, more about the franchise and where it is than anything personnel-wise or scheme-wise or results-wise.
Ultimately, though, I have to say, Barry, and maybe you agree, maybe you don't, this still is about winning. So I know they're trying. We've met Brian and what's the new?
Steve.
We met those guys. They're great guys, and I believe in what they're doing. And I know they're doing everything in their power to make the stadium experience better, traffic better, you know, make the food experience better, make your in-seat experience better, all that. At the end of the day, and I think proof of this is just, you know, 6 years ago when RG3 lit this town on fire, there was an enthusiasm here, you know, like 91, right? We hadn't seen anything like that in 15. So if they win, I do think that they'll come back. We're just incredibly fair weather. We've just lost our core. But if they start winning, I do believe they'll come back. Even if a mediocre fan experience, even with traffic, even with all of the losing, we're just a bandwagon-y town.
Right, you'll jump those hurdles.
Yes.
Because if they you want to go to the game because of the winning atmosphere.
Yes.
So I don't disagree, and I think and LaFemina has said this, and I think would say to anything that the most important ingredient is in any sort of fan experience is the team successful.
Yes.
I would say though, and I don't mean to just be like, you know, super downer about all this, but I do think it's important. I think there are people, and I've heard from people that say they're not coming back regardless. Now, you know, put a 7-1 start in front of them and challenge them to that. We'll see what they say. I would also point out that you're totally right about 2012 and RG3 and the electricity and the possibility that was with the franchise at that time. But, you know, that was 6 years ago. And since that season, they've been through the Shanahan RG3 mess. They've been through the McLuhan mess, and they've been through the Cousins mess. And I don't think, you know, since I wrote that column, I've gotten as many emails about Snyder and Bruce Allen as I have about anything to do with football, that people don't like the ownership of this franchise. And
no
it
doubt.
Gives them,
right.
It gives them pause when they think about investing financially, investing their time, and investing emotionally, because for 20 years, they haven't found a consistent direction. And I don't think that that would be offset by a 4-1 start for a lot of people.
And that's no doubt tough to change a perception that is built in for the last two decades. We're talking to Barry Zwerluga from the Washington Post. I wonder, though, you went to the game, right?
I didn't even go to this game.
Oh, you didn't go to the game? Because what I wanted to hear was what was, by and large, the experience at the game, because the executives are trying to change the experience for fans who go.
So I heard, and again, I think you guys have talked to La Femina and probably have heard similar things. I mean, and I did talk to people who went to the new West End Zone area where you can, you know, grab a beer and a hot dog and see the field. And it's a more, it's another option to have a good experience. I would say even the people running the Redskins know they are to a certain degree limited by, you know, kind of the boat that they're sailing, and they can take out seats and make better fan areas. It doesn't move the metro station closer to the stadium entrances. It doesn't mean there's a bunch of bars and restaurants in the area that you can walk to and wait out traffic afterwards. The biggest thing for this franchise going forward is not only getting a new stadium, but figuring out where it will be. And I mean, I think you guys would agree. But the one thing that I think could kind of change perceptions in a huge way and change the way fans react and think about spending their time and their money would be, you know, a 60 or 65,000 seat stadium that creates demand for tickets at the old RFK site, because then the people who grew up with the romance of that place can reinvest in the romance and it just would feel like the Redskins came back home in a way, if that makes sense to you guys.
So did you say you are going to this game, this Packer game?
The Packer game I'll go to, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah. Well, do you think they win?
I don't think they win. Do you?
No.
Probably not.
I think they play better, but ultimately lose.
Rodgers is a wild card because we just don't know how healthy he's going to be.
For
but
sure.
Probably not.
I mean, you guys have probably talked about this. You know, the big question after 2 weeks is, like, did we learn more about Arizona in that first week than we learned about the Redskins? I mean, they've played two games and scored 6 points, which
right.
is kind of
right.
kind of scary.
Right. In a league which is trying to have teams score.
But see, Barry, you've been following the NFL forever. The NFL is at a point now where you don't know what to expect week to week. You could play like
no chance.
You could play like ass 1 week, and then you look like a playoff contender the next. I mean,
1,000%. I mean, but you know, if we go back to this franchise, and you look at again the last 20 years, and I hate to keep picking on that, but it is a nice clean era to look at. There's not an example. You know, they started 6-2 once in recent memory. You know
Zorn's
when that was?
Year.
That was Jim Zorn's first
yep.
year, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, and then they finished 8-8. So
right.
there's never been in recent history since the old glory days a season in which they start, we're 4-1, and now we're 8-2. And you're building to something, and all season
right.
you're kind of like, whoa, these guys are good. They're going to contend. That's a tough loss, but they played well. It's all the playoff runs even have been complete catch-ups and late-season runs,
yep.
even the RG3 run,
yeah.
super fun, but not a front runner.
Fluky
right.
and late-season rallies
Todd Collins
gets them in.
Yeah.
It's always like that.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, if we're going to lose. We'll see what happens.
We're going to lose. It's always this way.
All right, Barry, appreciate the insight. Enjoy the game on
Thanks,
Sunday.
Guys.
Thank you, Barry.
Yeah,
appreciate it. Okay.
Thanks.
Yeah, good stuff. Barry Zwerluga, Washington Post. Read that.
I mentioned this earlier. I will be curious to see, and a lot of people don't believe the announced attendance, which was 57,000 and change.
So we think it was even lower?
A lot of people believe
it was
lower.
Well, I talked to people that write the game. They said there's no chance for 57,000.
But the announced was 57,000, not a sellout. I'm curious to see what will happen this week. Will it go up because Packers fans, or will it continue to go down?
I think they hit the 60 mark because the Packers fans will be there in force.
But again,
I think they get around that number.
But you don't know what to believe if they tell you 60,000.
True, but I think you're going to see a much bigger turnout of the opponent's fans.
Because it's
Rodgers. You're going to see less Skins fans. Yeah. We had a guy calling already. Say he went there. He lives across the street. He's not even going to bother going across the street.
He won't even walk there anymore.
I mean, think about it. If you went to that game and you spent $300 or whatever it is on tickets and whatever, you're not going to go this week. That was the worst experience ever. It was a dud. Three field goals. Right. They sucked.
You thought going in last week, pretty good chance Skins win this game against the Colts.
Yeah.
They got a boat race.
You're not going to go and just watch them, presumably, assuming it was going to get, run. Why would you go?
So you expect them to play better but lose the game?
I personally do, because and not just because it's a fluky league and you just never know what you're going
to
get.
Well, they have to play better. They didn't score a touchdown.
They can't play that bad.
And you we saw, they should be able to move the ball against the Packers defense. They should.
Well,
Packers pass defense ranked
26. We thought they were going to run the ball against the Colts.
We thought they were going to run the ball against the Colts.
The Colts defense might not be that bad.
Right? I agree.
Week to week, you just never know.
You never know.
The defense might play better. The Packers defense plays better.
The Redskins are capable of winning.
Yep.
But
coming up next, Bish's best bet, which is now a new staple. The boys made some money last night on Bish's best bet.
Lost by a run.
Dice for the new one.
And John from Mechanicsville.
By the way, had three runs in the first two innings. I was watching the game early.
You were sized.
Cruising.
Counting your money.
Went to bed. Come up half a run.
You got a Puig.
It's just typical. I know. That Puig made it 5-2, but they couldn't score in the last three at bats.
He's hit a bunch of home runs lately.
Yeah, he's got 22 on the year.
All right, coming up next, Bish's best bet here on the Junkies. We get hooked so much, but right now we're going to hook up the listeners.
Yep.
10th caller at 800-636-1067. We'll hook you up with the Nationals prize pack, including an Adam Eaton signed baseball. It's courtesy of the Washington Nationals. Catch the Nationals right here on 106.7 The Fan all this week as they close out their 2018 regular season. Plus, you can tune in Saturday mornings for Nats Insider for Nationals news, stats, inside info, and more. 800-636-1067. You get that prize pack. Nationals have a 7-game homestand.
Right.
And that's it, potentially, for Bryce Harper.
Could be. September 26th could be his final
That
home
could
game.
Be his swan song. And what we've noticed is John DePompa, one of our longtime listeners and callers, loves to call in with zings, loves to Joan.
He disappeared.
He's disappeared on the Fantasy Notebook.
Yeah, he went stealth on us.
Well, the Drabby's theory is that he's retired from the show.
Maybe we've
it's
lost
all done.
It.
Did we lose you?
He's probably afraid to say that.
Did we
though.
Lose a P1?
You can tell us the truth, John.
Have we lost our fastball?
Yeah, we can handle
if
it.
If we even had one.
JP, you did lose your 60-mile-per-hour fastball that you want to have.
Yeah.
What's going on, dude?
No. Hey, guys. How are you doing?
Hello, John.
You never call anymore.
Well, yeah, I haven't called in a little while. Yeah, that's accurate.
I believe the last time you called the show was probably the morning after the Caps won the Stanley Cup.
No, last time I called the show was from the parade. I had a good thing about leading millionaires to the D.C. being very difficult, and everybody laughed. It was great.
But I'm guessing that there's pressure, too, coming up with a weekly zing.
Well, I just honestly, I'm 34. Am I going to call and do shtick on the radio until I'm 50?
I don't know. That's a very good
point. Why don't you just eliminate that part of it and just call,
whenever,
once a week about whatever we're talking
about? Well, I guess he probably would during cap season.
Yeah, but you know what? It's expectations. People expect
it. Is. Like, there's this pressure. And then it became, both of the old, and you guys kind of got bored with it, just like you've gotten bored with everything else on the show. And like I'm calling all those with a great thing.
Maybe
about,
it's
like,
because your phone. His song stinks.
I think he's borrowing.
He's lost it,
huh?
He just lost his fastball.
You borrowing?
He's lost his fastball. He's lost. He's calling a speaker.
No, I promise you, I'm not on speaker. I'm on a money iPhone X right in my ear, 4 bars.
Right.
Is that
right.
It's a little better now, but not a lot.
I always got anxious with the zings because Dave Richard never got it, and he always did a fake laugh, and that just made it weird. I don't know.
That was part of the charm.
I guess.
The Dave Richard unawareness, the obliviousness.
He was completely oblivious.
It worked.
Maybe you can call in after Bish's best bet now.
You want to start a new bit?
I mean, that's just like shooting fish in a barrel, making fun of that. Big time loser.
Are you fake? There you go.
There you go.
Well, now you're banned.
See, now everybody's ganging up on you.
John, have you been fading?
Now we aren't going to take your calls.
I wonder, is there a contingent?
He's a big gambler. I'm guessing he's not a gambler.
Hit me up on Twitter, EB Junkies, if you're also fading Lurch. I just would love to know. Because
106.7 the fade.
Is Jason 3-8?
Good thing. Yeah.
You haven't lost
eight.
It.
The thing is, once you dig a big hole, it's really hard to come back.
Well, hold on. Why am I not getting credit for my wins on Big Fat Winners, which you never listen to?
Well, it's not part of the best bet.
Okay, but I can't get credit for the wins?
Sure.
You're just killing me.
No, but here's the thing. Is if we're not listening to Big Fat Winners,
you're
there's
not.
A chance that maybe we haven't tuned in.
You've never listened
know.
To it ever in your life.
I think I have listened to a few minutes.
Right.
But I wouldn't know what those picks are.
No, you did something.
So if you did Big Fat Winners and said, okay, the podcast is up, and at 106.7 The Fan.
Which I do every single Thursday.
Tweeted that your podcast is up. Mm-hmm. If you then said, well, these were the picks, then it's public on the Junkie Show, and then I think people would fade you.
Well, also all you have to do is...
Well, I don't want to give those picks away.
Because you're going to jinx them. Please don't jinx.
Well, not just that, but I want them to download the podcast.
Right. Here's all I need from you. You did it after week one. You gave me your overall tally. Remember I said my wife wanted to know how Jason did this weekend, and you said 2 months. And I said, no, she wanted to know how you did on all your bets, and you gave me your tally.
Right.
That's interesting to me.
Okay, I'll give that to you on Monday.
Yeah, yeah.
But I make so many plays on a regular Saturday, like in-game, live betting. I mean, there's just too many to tally.
Just the ones that you can, you know, I think you said you were like 38 and 29 or something, or whatever the hell you were. I don't know.
I mean,
what
at the end of the year, I'll probably be 47% because I make so many.
Right.
All right. Bye, bye, John.
See you're all done with John. No,
I'm done with you.
That's a harsh goodbye.
John's still here, though. He's still with us. He didn't quit.
Yeah. I'm here.
Bye, bye. I said bye, bye. Hang up on him.
You're so upset.
Thank you.
It's ready to move
on. All right.
On.
It's time for Bish's Best Bet, presented by the one and only Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino at Charlestown Races. By the way, there was an arrest made in the jogger murder.
Yes. Good.
In Logan Circle.
That's good news.
That's great news.
Glad to hear
that. Get that animal off the streets. Bickle, did you see that?
I did see it. In fact, I think I told you.
You know what? I hesitate to do this because Cakes is a loser, too. But I think...
Oh, I've been a winner since we started.
Well, you have.
The fade-a-thon.
And you're going to take the Jets here because you're going to fade me, but I think the Browns get their first win.
Okay.
And I'm going to take the Browns and lay the three. I just think defensively they're going to cause some problems with Sam Darnold, and they're going to make enough plays at home. They're going to get this win, their first win in how many days?
600-plus days.
Yeah, I think the Browns get it done tonight. I think Tyrod makes
it. So I'll be doing
points.
A lot of JETS, Jets,
yes,
to my
even
TV
though
today.
You actually think your gut thinks that the Cleveland Browns will win.
Correct.
But you're going to fade it and take the Jets.
Yes. You're taking a team.
Forced to fade it.
I love it. You're taking a team that won in 624 days.
Correct, though.
Yeah, he just needs them to cover. And they've covered their first two games.
At the end of the day,
they're favored. So they have to win.
Right.
Yeah. For me to win, they have to win.
Okay, got it. I like the pick.
Ricky.
I hate to say it. I'm almost rooting for a Tyrod injury because I want Baker to play.
By the way,
can I just read you the tweets that are coming in?
Hold on real quick. By the way, a new episode of Big Fat Winners is available. Download on iTunes, thesportsjunkies.com. It's all over the place. And we do release the picks at the end of the podcast.
And you're picking... know what? Just a free plug. I don't want to muddy the waters with competition. But Pete came in here and was talking about his podcast. Mm-hmm. Pete on Sports. Can you crack the mic and let people know?
He's probably doing something.
He might be doing something.
It's College Football, available at iTunes. It's free.
What's the name of the podcast?
It's College Football.
It's College Football.
It's College Football. Boom.
Right. So you got It's College Football and you got BFW and it's all college football related.
He lamented that he can only promote it on Twitter.
I can promote it.
We should let people know.
It's College Football.
And you give, Pedro, picks at the end of your podcast too, correct?
That is correct. My man Joe Miller, my partner on the show, is absolutely on fire through 3 weeks, 10 up and 2 down.
How are you doing?
I am 4-4.
Okay.
Not bad.
I'm 6-3.
You're hanging in there.
You're losing on the chase.
We're battling. You and I were battling this
show. All you want to do is win on the podcast. That's all.
And in real life, because you're going to be there tomorrow with Skippy.
EB
wants to tweak you. What are the people saying?
Well, the fading, big hurting, best bets. fade Lurch. It's the quickest way to make a buck.
Yep.
Fade Lurch. He picks big fat art.
Right. I'm used to it.
Hey, just pick some winners in real life tomorrow.
When you go 3-8, you just got to get used to it.
You just got to take your medicine.
And you guys love it. You guys always root against me because you want to win your cash. You want to win your $12.50.
I have no idea. There's a new show on, I think, whatever it is, FS1 or FS2. Clay Travis is part of the show. I saw it yesterday. I didn't have the volume on. It's called Lock It In. Uh-huh. I wonder if those guys are doing okay or they never post their record because they're picking every day. It's a daily gambling show on Fox Sports 2, I believe it is.
I bet they're keeping track of it.
They're probably picking losers, too. Right.
My guess is they're picking losers.
Right. Everybody picks losers.
Farrell on the bench claims he's picking close to 70%.
Hey, get on my bench. Oh, get over here.
He's the best in the country for you.
It's $10. I think he charges $10 for his picks.
Someone just text me his picks.
Come on. What a squeaker.
No, but if he's picking
70%, Dr. Bob or
70% is the best in the country.
Yeah. Didn't you use Dr. Bob?
You're crushing.
Oh, years ago.
You got it to Farrell.
All right, we got to get out of here. For Bish, KCB, I'm JP. We'll see you tomorrow. Grant Danny, next.
See ya.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.